Good morning. I should to say Happy Easter to everybody. Okay, in this Easter situation, I would like to share with you about the victory of Christ must also the victory of our life. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you because you already resurrection, so we can come to this place this morning. We pray that your resurrection bring victory through our life. So when we live in this world, we do not live like among other people. We live with hope because we believe that the resurrection of Christ also the resurrection of us. We want to know how we can live as a resurrection people. Through this morning devotion, we want to read the Bible, we want to know, and we want to get some power from the resurrection of Christ. Lead us, Lord, Holy Spirit, fill this room and fill our heart so we can understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible, the first of Peter, chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What the Peter want to say to the reader is, Jesus already resurrected from the dead, and because of this, give us a living hope. Many people try to say that the resurrection of Christ is something false. They don't want to tell us that Jesus already resurrected from the dead. From the first century, we can see how they cover this truth with some rumor. Let us see Matthew chapter 28, verse 11. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and report to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldier, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we sleep. And if this comes to the governor's ear, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. You see, Jesus rise at the third days, and then some people say Jesus didn't rise. So they must make a story. What story? The first century story. They said the disciple took the body. They try to close the story of the resurrection of Christ. Not only we can find this story in Matthew, we also can find this story at the first of Corinthians. Let us see the first of Corinthians. First of Corinthians 15.